It is Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. An impressive array of finalists for the South Coast Property Awards, taking place in 2024, has been announced. The event, headline sponsored by Amiri Construction, stands as the leading commercial property event in the region and aims to honour the critical contributions of agents, developers, planners, consultants, property lawyers and dealmakers to the sector's success. The ceremony will be hosted by Simon Evans, renowned as one of the UK's most cherished broadcasters, adding further prestige to the proceedings. This recognition highlights the importance of the property sector as a key driver of the regional economy. In a pioneering move, the British bank NatWest has granted its first mass-market intellectual property-backed loan to Cynet, a prominent software business in Oxfordshire. Cynet, which has been forging significant partnerships in the tech industry since its establishment in 1998, will utilise the £700,000 loan to bolster its growth. The company, recognised as a Microsoft Tier 1 Gold Partner, is well positioned to harness the loan for further innovation and consolidation in the sectors of retail, e-commerce and distribution. This financing marks a significant shift in lending, acknowledging the value of intellectual property as a tangible asset for securing loans. Coleshill-based renewable energy company, Eden Sustainable, has locked in up to £75 million in financing from Bristol's Thrive Renewables. The significant influx of capital aims to speed up the deployment of private wire solar power purchase agreements across the United Kingdom, benefiting schools, businesses, and various organisations. Director and co-founder Scott Burrows expressed the company's commitment to leveraging this partnership to positively impact the community and environment. Originating from a vision shared by philanthropist and entrepreneur Steve Baker and Burrows, Eden Sustainable has taken a significant leap towards realizing its goal of enhancing sustainability through widespread solar adoption. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update. Stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.